guys are aware of the last game of Jacksonville, but how hard is it to play a team that has such a push through the middle, which is something you don't want to give up?
Yeah, it's a big challenge for us. They've got a very good defensive front. Those guys you just mentioned, Campbell, Malik, Ngakoue, Telvin Smith, Puz in the middle, Miles Jack. I mean, they've got a good front, and it's going to be a big challenge. You know, our guys have had a good week, but we have to make sure that we show up to play on Sunday because that's going to be, like I said, a very challenging front to go against.
You talked a lot about going into a week and understanding what you need to do against a particular opponent to win that game. But especially early in the season, how important is it to form an identity and a bread and butter with what you guys can do, especially offensively?
It is important. I mean, it is. I think you have to figure out what that is pretty quickly. I have a pretty good idea what it is, you know, based on training camp. That's one of the reasons why I really believe in joint practices. You know, you can find out some of that in joint practices. You know, and I've seen some of that in our preseason games, not the last one, but the first two. So, I think I have a pretty good idea of what that is with our offensive staff. But, again, we'll have to see how it plays out on game day.
Coach, one of the guys you'll miss last year, of course, was J.J., but you'll also miss Kevin Johnson. Can you talk about adding him back to the mix and what he provides?
Yeah, it's important. He's an important part of the defense. He's got a lot of energy, really good young player. Very smart guy, very hard worker, great teammate. You know, everything you look for in a DB, you know, really can do so many different things. Helps us on special teams, does a lot for us as far as scout team, still jumps in there on the scout team. Just a great kid, and we're really happy to have him back.
You guys have spoken really highly about Mike Vrabel since he's gotten here, but it is his first time calling plays. Can you just talk about the challenge of taking, you know, football knowledge and football IQ and then translating that into executing a game plan?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, look, anytime you're doing something for the first time, it's always, there's a little bit of unknown for you yourself. You know, I can remember the first time I ever called plays in this league or the first time I ever called plays in a game in college. You know, there's always that, you know, and you just have to stay laser focused and try to get a good feel for how the game's going. He's been playing and coaching for a long time. I mean, maybe, you know, obviously playing more, you know, relative to his years, but he's a very, very intelligent guy, very sharp guy. Really understands his players. His players really understand him, and he's going to do a great job.
Bill, this is obviously we have the situation. We have the hurricane was here, but now Jacksonville's in a mandatory evacuation zone. I mean, can you just talk about, like, there's a human element to this game that a team is evacuating now to a city that just got hit by a hurricane? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you. I mean, it's just an amazing thing where you have two storms like this within 3 weeks of each other. I mean, I don't, you know, personally, I've never even seen this before. So, obviously, our thoughts and prayers go out to all of Florida. I obviously have a lot of friends there, and I haven't been following it too much, but just hearing about it briefly last night, things like that, it sounds like it's going to be tough to deal with. I believe totally in the fact that there's a human element to this, you know, and. For 3 hours on Sunday, we all have to. Jacksonville, Doug will do a great job with his team. I'm trying to do as good a job as I can with our team to make sure that they're focused on the game. On a side note, I got in touch with Doug and just told him if there's anything we can do, if they end up having to stay here, they can certainly use our facility. You know, we'll make do with that just like Dallas did for us. You know, that's part of that human element you're talking about, you know. So, look, not much we can do about it, but, hopefully everybody stays safe there.